the question was asked, isn't there a danger that on a date it will end up looking too much like an interview? So there definitely is that danger, and one should try to stay away from that. On the one hand, there's certain information we should cover, which we'll discuss in our dating classes. I mean, you have to know where both of you are holding religiously, as far as observance, where you're aspiring to be, where you're both holding philosophically, emotionally, what your plans are as far as building a family. There are a lot of things that you have to discuss. But at the same time, the best way to get to know a person is if we just talk. We just have a good time together. And as we talk, so topics will come up and we'll start to know one another. It helps to know which points we'd like to cover, because then we could try to steer the conversation in that direction. There was once a couple that called me up and said, "I think we're ready to get engaged." So I said, "Okay." So the guy told me, "No, ask me a few questions. I want to make sure I covered my bases." So they'd been dating maybe 30, 40 dates, and they had a really, really good time together. So I asked him these questions. I said, "Religiously, do you know where you're holding and she's holding?" He said, "I still have to clarify it a little bit." So I said, "Okay. Do you know chinuch? What kind of chinuch you want to give your children? What kind of chinuch she wants to give the children?" "I have to get to that." "Do you know philosophically if you view the world the same way?" There's still a few points we have to clarify. Mm-hmm. We went through each important question, and at the end of the conversation he said, "It's not fair, you're scaring me." So I said, "I'm not looking to scare you. You said I should cover bases with you, son. I'm covering bases." What they did was they had a really good time together, but they joked together and they'd speak about all kinds of things, but they never got to important things that they should have covered as well. So they found themselves after 35, 40 dates, dating 2 or 3 months, having a good time together and having a relatively good picture of who they were, but there were still some pretty important issues that they weren't clear that they matched on them. So that's why it's important to do both. It's important to have a really good time together and to get to know the person at leisure, without an agenda. And at the same time, it's good to remember that we can't spend our days just talking about nonsense. I mean, if that's the direction it goes, so then we might find ourselves after 30 or 40 dates without a clear picture on a few important points if they just didn't come up. So it's good to balance the points. Maybe bring up a topic in that direction and then let the conversation flow without it making checks, without saying, "Okay, did we cover this, did we cover that?" during the conversation. And yet, remembering that there are points which you do have to cover. You want to know. I mean, if you will want a TV in the house and she won't want a TV in the house, or vice versa, you will want her to cover her hair, she won't want to cover her hair. You will want to go co-ed swimming, she won't want you to go co-ed swimming. You won't want to go to Minyan 3 times a day. She'll be adamant, "How could our children see you're not going to Minyan 3 times a day? You have to go 3 times a day. You'll say, there are things which might not necessarily come up in a conversation that's just friendly and might be pretty important. So I gave small examples, not big examples, even though TV is a pretty big example and covering your hair is a pretty big example. But they're examples. I don't mean these specifically. But a person should have in mind certain issues that should get covered. And at the same time, the only real way to know a person is through conversation, letting it flow. Not like a job interview. "Well, what do you say about this? And what do you say about that?" That won't work. Even though sometimes it reaches a point where you've been discussing things theoretically and you still don't have a picture, so you do have to ask, "Look, I heard you say this, and I heard you say that, and I heard you say the other thing. You said you really think it's important for a woman to cover her hair. You said that you don't feel comfortable with the idea of you covering your hair. You said you expect you will keep all mitzvot when you get married, and yet you said you can't fathom how you will cover your hair. So I just don't understand. I heard things that are conflicting. Bottom line, are you going to cover your hair or not?" Sometimes you do have to say, bottom line, "Okay, what do you mean?" But that's like a last resort, if you have no choice. So sometimes you have to say that. "I just want to know, what are you telling me?" But in general, it's for sure better not to have an interview. No one enjoys being on an interview, and you don't really get a true knowledge of the other person when that's the way that the conversation goes. Make sense?
Yes, but I'm asking myself, sometimes you see people together and there's some chemistry going on, like it's almost possible to see flashlights between them. So my question is, like, what is that? Does it mean that it's nothing, or does it mean it is something, but it's not worth